Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with a huge game one to the Eastern Conference Finals as Jimmy Butler scores 27 of his 41 points in the second half, and a huge third quarter by the Heat carry them to a 118-107 win over the shorthanded Boston Celtics. Tyler Herro scored 18, and Gabe Vincent added 17 for the Heat, who outscored the Boston Celtics 39-14 in the third. Butler had 17 alone in the quarter, outscoring the Celtics by himself over those 12 minutes. Boston shot 2 of 15 in that third quarter. Jason Tatum scored 29 for the Celtics, who were without starters Marcus Smart to a foot injury, and Al Horford, who tested positive for COVID just 2 hours before the game. Jaylen Brown added 24 for Boston, who got 18 from Rob Williams and Peyton Pritchard. Game 2 will be on Thursday. Boston led by 13 in the first half. It took a 62-54 lead into halftime, but a 22-2 run by the Heat started the second half. Let's go to some WNBA scores. Sun over the Liberty, 92-65. Atlanta Dream over the Indiana Fever, 101-79. Mystics over the Wings, 64-68. Aces over the Mercury, 86-74. And the Lynx get their first win of the season, 87-84 over the Sparks. Let's go to some NHL playoff scores. Lightning with a 4-1 win over the Panthers in Game 1. And then the Avalanche with a 3-2 overtime win over the Blues, Game 1 in both of those series. Let's get to some sports news. The Orlando Magic win the 2022 NBA draft lottery, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder with the number 2 pick, and the Sacramento Kings jump into the top 4. The Rockets at pick 3 and the Pistons at pick 5 make up the top 5 in this year's draft. Orlando had a 14% chance to get the top pick, along with the Houston Rockets and Detroit Pistons. It's the Magic's first chance to pick number 1 overall since 2004, when they drafted Dwight Howard. Orlando also won the lottery in back-to-back years in 92 and 93 when they took Shaq and then Chris Webber, and then they traded him to Golden State for Penny Hardaway and 3 future first-round picks. Boston Red Sox starter Nathan Eovaldi is the third pitcher ever to allow 5 home runs in one inning. In the second inning, after working a 3-up, 3-down in the first, Eovaldi allowed home runs to Yuli Gurriel, Michael Brantley, Jeremy Pena, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez as Houston raced out to a 9-1 lead amid boos from the Boston faithful. Crazy, crazy stuff. 5 home runs in one inning. I can't even imagine that. Matt Harvey was suspended 60 games by Major League Baseball for distributing oxycodone. Harvey's suspension is tied to his testimony related to the sudden death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Harvey acknowledged, while under immunity from criminal conviction, to being a cocaine and oxycodone user himself and occasionally providing Skaggs with oxy pills when he played for the Angels in 2019. Skaggs was found dead in South Lake, Texas hotel room on the morning of July 1st, 2019 after asphyxiating on his own vomit. Former Bears running back Tariq Cohen tore his Achilles tendon during a live-streamed workout. He grabbed the back of his leg after going down during a workout on Tuesday. The incident was seen on Instagram Live with Cohen falling to the floor after backpedaling. Cohen, now a free agent, played 3 full seasons for Chicago but made it only 3 games into 2021 before tearing a couple knee ligaments. He missed the rest of that season and then was released by the Bears. Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Mavs Warriors Game 1 West Conference Finals, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. Should be a fantastic series, just like what we have in the East. How will the Warriors deal with Luka? Do the Mavs have enough secondary options to get the job done? Going to be super fun. Let's see if Luka can beat both the Suns and the Warriors in back-to-back playoff series. Wouldn't that be crazy? Some NHL games, Rangers Hurricanes at 7, then you get the Oilers Flames at 9:30. Those will be on the TNT side of things. You have one WNBA game, the Sky taking on the Storm at 10 p.m. Let's go to our FanDuel Fast Break. We've got 3 lines for you guys tonight. The Warriors are a -5 at home. Got to think they can at least take care of business to open up the series. Rangers are a +134 money line to win on the road. Maybe they have a big upset in them. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a little bit of fun. The Flames +158 as a -1.5 goal favorite at home. I think this Flames team is locked in. On this day in sports history, back in 1956, Mickey Mantle hits a home run from both sides of the plate for the third time in his career, setting a new major league record. Could you imagine, just my God, being able to switch it like that? That's crazy. Shout out to Mickey Mantle, man. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.